Brad, happy Easter.
Ryan, happy Easter to you too. This is Resurrection Day.
Oh, are you just coming back from church and an Easter egg hunt and a good sermon?
Oh no, I thought you were coming back from the dead, so I thought, well, if you were coming to life, I wanted to acknowledge it.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks, I am. I am coming back from the dead, yeah. I have returned. And I was confronted upon my return with this article that you claim Jay told you to say. I don't know, are you hiding behind someone's skirts?
You dang right. You think I'd write that on my own? You're crazy.
Yeah, pretty challenging. Wow, you're going to push a lot of triggers here.
Well,
it was quite a eye-opener for me. Quite a, what? You know?
I wanted to put as the title, Brad's Happy Easter Message, but I was forbidden, so I didn't do that.
Yeah. Yes, well, there's quite a few pretty strong statements in here.
Uh-oh.
And the first
one... Does this mean you don't like my article?
No, I wouldn't say that. Let me correct you on that.
Oh.
I don't dislike your article.
Wow, now there's an endorsement. I don't dislike what you've written, Mr. Cullen. However...
Yeah, okay, author man. So I was wondering, maybe you should get your hearing checked, because some of these words are pretty strong. Let's see, let me start here. And those who still don't get it, that they were and still are demanding a sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
So how do people still demand sacrifice? Do you feel comfortable going into that? Because obviously this is Jay talking to you, but do you feel comfortable?
Well, it was kind of
a reminder
as much as of anything, but I thought the exchange between a number of them was rather interesting. I think we all demand sacrifice in a number of ways. When we refuse to accept the free gift of being able to choose almost anything we want and get it, why do we refuse it? And that gets into some rather interesting discussion, doesn't it?
It opens the door for some, but from a biblical perspective, sacrifice is something that we're asked to do more than once.
Well, and I give a story in there about what happened to me that woke me up to it, and I don't.
Okay.
Any use to reiterate that story, because if people want to see what the revelation was, and actually the biblical, biblical and only one biblical resource. I mean, Isaiah said it, Hosea said it, Amos said it. Now, these were Jewish Old Testament authors of a very well-respected they were called prophets, and they, in different ways, said, knock off with the sacrifices. David, in I think it was the 51st Psalm, said something like, you don't want my sacrifice. And, of course, I did all that research after the incident that I tell about in the story, in about fasting and being on my face and then getting up and chasing for, I mean, this went on for probably an hour and a half because I wanted to know, I was uncomfortable about what I was seeing. I was supposed to tell a church congregation, no less, especially when the guy had been their beloved pastor had told them that morning that he talked about living sacrificially. And wow, time to speak against sacrifice. You know what? That was kind of a pretty strong message to get. So,
really,
it's all in the article.
Really strong. Well, but then there's some. There's, I mean, your co-janitor buddy, he had it right too. In that Paul and other New Testament writers tell us to present ourselves as a living sacrifice and.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that New Testament authors would pick up on sacrifice and doing it to yourself when the Old Testament said it's time to knock it off? You know, it's an ancient custom and started when? And, well, I guess the first indication of it was the first book of the Bible, Genesis, wasn't it? Then, and then it got codified in Leviticus. And if you're, to me, after getting the revelation and starting to do the research, it became clear to me that it was like God was saying to Israel, look, if you're going to do it right. You know, it wasn't a matter of.
But Jesus
go
even
ahead.
Told
yeah, about what?
People to sacrifice. But Jesus even told people to sacrifice. Like, I recall a story where he healed somebody and he said, okay, now go back and show the priests and sacrifice two doves.
Well, okay. So, you go ahead. Told to give it up. I'm told that there was one sacrifice and it ended all sacrifices. And Jay indicated that he totally agreed with that. Otherwise, why do it? Why die for humanity? This whole thing, and it really occurred to me as I was writing this on Good Friday, no less. And he said, oh, yeah, well, what's good about suffering? Now, I thought, holy mackerel, you know. And, wow, I begin to see it, you know, this whole thing about making a religious exercise I know the article isn't going to be popular or make me any more popular or it's not going to make me. Well, it could make me less popular than I already am with certain circles, but it's amazing to me. He died so that we could live. He didn't die so we could continue to die and actually desecrate his supreme sacrifice. That's the point.
Wow, that tends to fly in the face of standard church doctrine and dogma. I mean, you better have a conversation with this over. You better talk to Paul about this. I think you should invite Paul to come and talk to your little group.
What else is new about me flying in the face of established church doctrine? And
nothing.
You know, like I've told people, particularly over this last year, when. You know, they don't like the fact that I'm calling Jesus by an intimate name, Jay. It's his instructions. Take it up with him. And how dare I call Muhammad Mu or, Paramahansa Yogananda Yogi? Because they told me to, and they're alive. You know, and if they're not alive in your dimension, in your life, or in your take it to an extreme imagination, they are alive in another dimension. And it was Jay that brought them into my life. So take it up with them, folks. You know, I mean, I'm not going to argue about it. If you don't believe it, then walk away from it. It's rather interesting.
Well,
and you, of all people. I'm sorry?
Jesus gave an example of that. What did he call God? Abba. Very interesting.
Abba just means dear. That's an Aramaic word for beloved or dear. Dear daddy, you know, it was the word, it was intimate, and it was, say my dear father, you know. I started saying daddy when I saw it. And then when he clarified it further for me that it was a perfect compositive of the female and male, not as we see it in human terms, but that reducing what I call, and this is why I call the deity, if you would, our spirit parent, because that's what Jesus introduced. You know, this is the perfect composite of a mother and father that nobody's ever had, because no perfect mother or father has ever lived. It's spirit. And that's why I think he said repeatedly, you know, God is not male or female. God is spirit, to be worshipped in spirit and truth. And yet God is your intimate, you know, friend. He's that perfect parent that puts up with you no matter what you do. And you can scream and yell, you know, daddy, 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 mommy, 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 I want, I want. And what his teaching was, that if you did this long enough and hard enough, then what are you talking about? Your perfect parent will give you everything you want, unlike you who are imperfect. Oh, there's the contrast. And, you know, I thought what he said to me on Friday was kind of wild, you know. In cooking a goose or a ham or whatever in his honor misses the mark.
That was a good one. I like that, yeah.
Well, let's get on to something you liked. I mean, quit baiting me. You're trying to make me feel bad about what I wrote because it doesn't agree with church doctrine. I'm offended.
Oh, okay.
You're the publisher.
Okay, so then you're not.
One that
we're not
going
to play this game anymore.
You what?
Okay, we won't play this game anymore.
Oh, okay. What is it that you want to say?
Nothing now. You've said it all.
Uh-oh. Now I've offended you. Is that it?
Oh, well, I gotta I gotta get ready to go to church for Easter celebration.
Well, I mean, have a good time and greet all the folks.
You're fun. It's been fun, Brad. I guess I can't bait you sufficiently to get you all excited and get up on your pulpit or soapbox or whatever.
Well, I thought I did.
For itself. So why don't we just end it there?
Well, you mean like it's time to say goodbye, Ryan?
It's time to say goodbye, Ryan.
Did we accomplish anything with this little chat?
I hope so. We'll see. With the article,
I hope so. I hope people read the article because I think it's rich. I haven't. We'll see what kind of comments we get from others. Huh?
Let's see.
Or let's see if another 500 drops off the rolls.
Could very well be.
Yeah, you know, hey, it's a good thing you don't do this to make a profit, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, well.
I know a few prophets, though. So I don't have to make any.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to say goodbye, Brad, or do you want to say goodbye, Ryan?
Goodbye, Brad.
Bye, Ryan. Love you, and thanks for the call. Sorry I wasn't more rich and rewarding for you.